Ballet favourite Giselle and 1940s film noir combine in a new ballet by Mary Jane O'Reilly and her long-term partner and co-creative Phil O'Reilly. Ballet noir What Becomes of the Broken Hearted is a contemporary spin on the story of wronged women who take their revenge on men, and it adds filmic imagery to the onstage dancing. In this production, the dancers wear sharply tailored and close-fitting suits that look like they should be impossible to dance in. There's a link to a YouTube video of highlights from the work on our webpage. I highly recommend you take a look at it, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Well, Mary Jane, co-founder of the legendary Limbs Dance Company, presented a preview performance of the work in 2019. Now it's been developed into a full-length work. Mary Jane is also the co-creator of a show known here as In Flagrante, which was touring here and overseas until the pandemic struck. But first, we talked about ballet noir, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
I've been always wanting to revisit Giselle Act 2, and I did a version of it actually in 1996, which I loved, but I only got to do 5 performances, as so often the case, you know, you don't get to tour things, and especially in those days. 1996 was a long time ago, and it was it wasn't a time that, yeah, we actually had a recognition of how much work it goes into, and I just turned around and did another new work a year later, and I thought, actually, I really wanted to revisit my Giselle. So that was then, and then, to be honest, as I mature, I had thought, well, what do I do as a choreographer? What do I want to do? And I thought I'd really like to revisit a number of my works that I've made over the last 40 years, some because I loved them, some because I wished I could rework them. So this one felt like a really good place to start. So
1996, that's a wee while ago, and I think there was another kind of reworking in 2019. So if I had if I had the 1996 work side by side with what you're going to be presenting in July, how much are they similar and how much are they different?
Quite different, very different. This one is much earthier and much more contemporary in its movement vocabulary, and of course the costumes are gorgeous vintage jackets and hats and things, whereas the 1996 version was quite spiritual, even though it wasn't at all like the original from 1810 or the Romantic period. But it had evolved quite a lot, so it's now very different.
Now, this is an exploration, isn't it, of Giselle, the second act, the second part. So what have you, what's your idea behind this? What are you exploring in it?
Well, I've kept the same concept of all these women who, well, they don't come out of their graves at night in this version, but they meet in a club or a bar, and they're embittered, sad, angry because they've had their hearts broken by someone, and so they all gather together there. They're like a sisterhood, all nurturing their pain, and if any strangers come into their midst, they make them dance till they die. So that's a great premise for a dance.
It's a terrific premise. It's bleak, it's dark, but it's beautiful.
Yes, and of course noir was always bleak and dark as well, so it fitted really well to go to that aesthetic. But I always just loved that music, and I've seen a number of Giselles over the years. I mean, actually, I saw my first Giselle I saw was Margot Fonteyn dancing when I was 9. That must have been 1959. She visited Wellington, and I saw Margot Fonteyn do the beautiful Giselle. I've seen Rudolf Nureyev and Carla Fracci. I've seen so many fabulous ballet dancers do the ballet. But I've also enjoyed a number of the contemporary approaches to, like, Akram Khan and various other choreographers, but I was always really disappointed they didn't use the music. So I'm using the music. And it might seem kind of cheeky, but it's wonderful music, so wonderful to dance to. The dancers love it. And it's amazing how if you put different imagery to the music, if you just hear the music, you know, oh yeah, that's the part where, you know, in the classic ballet this happens. But if you put different movements to it, you're quite ready to accept, okay, this is a different one and I can totally believe that the music says this. And actually I have had wonderful, wonderful positive responses from fantastic dance kaumātua like Russell Kerr and Anne Rouse. They've loved this first 15 minutes as well. So it's given me confidence to carry on and do the full hour-long work. And of course, it's like Shakespeare, you know, it's there to be revisited and rethought and reworked. So here I am doing another version of Giselle.
Knowing Giselle so well, did you really, in a way, rip up all the movements from that original work, that the kind of choreography we would be used to, and start entirely again? Or do you have some of the little elements there to refer to it?
I do. I reference it quite a lot, actually. So if you know the work, you'll go, ah, yes, that move goes with that music. But if you don't know the work, you'll just, yeah, see it for what it is and enjoy it anyway. But there's definitely references all the way through for anyone who knows the original.
And I mean, there's power struggles and there's rivalries and there's all of this. And I get the sense from what I've seen of the work that you, in a way, delve deeper into that.
Yeah, it's quite violent at times and quite sexy and sensuous and energetic, violent, yeah. It's a fun ballet to choreograph and to dance because of its extremities, I think.
The dancers that you're working with, how did you choose them? I mean, you would know the skills they wanted, and something like this, you know, the look also, I imagine.
Yes, well, there's a fantastic pool of dancers out there, and a lot of them are hungry for work, and a lot of them actually are contemporary dancers now, or experimental contemporary dancers in their other lives, but they've all the ones I'm working with, it's amazing how many of them have had serious ballet training from childhood. So it's in their bodies. And so I'm drawing it out of them again, albeit with a contemporary attitude. And it's, say, there's an earthiness, a lower centre of gravity than the usual classical ballet dancer. And yeah, there's some gorgeous dancers out there. And of course, my lead ice queen, I call her. She's not Queen of the Willies, she's an ice queen. And she's a gorgeous Shona Wilson, who danced with me in Lim's dance company many moons ago. And so she's a super fit, fabulous yogi and dancer. So she's my ice queen. And the gorgeous dancer who's dancing the Giselle character is Amy Moxham, and she's a wonderful dancer who's just got a natural quality of just what I was looking for the Giselle character. And then the cynics are a bunch of, I won't describe them as a motley lot exactly, but they're all gorgeous dancers, but they're not at all uniform. They're all different ages and sizes, and they're my cynics, and they are they're very cynical.
I love this too. We were talking before about the whole noir thing, but there is a cinematic feeling to this, even to the effect of the grayscale at one stage. So you really are trying to make this a cinematic 1940s kind of experience, yeah?
Yes, and I'm really enjoying the projections. We're like a film we're having on the psych behind the dancers will inform the story, and a lot of that is inspired by noir imagery. So it's very multi-layered to see. When you look at it, there'll be lots to view, and also, of course, the sound effects I've added, the gongs and the bells and the heartbeats, all add to the drama.
Before COVID hit, I know your show In Flagrante that was so successful here in New Zealand, was touring internationally after that time with the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I think you've renamed it, haven't you?
Yes, we've revisited that as well because I loved all that material and I didn't want to give it away or throw it away. And we'd performed it so often here that I thought I need to refresh it. So we've added an MC and whiskey tasting and calling it the Mouthfeel Show. And that's going really well. We did a trial of it on May and we're keen to do it again maybe later in the year. And, yeah, it's a bit about sustainability, isn't it? You know, don't throw things away. Revisit them, rework them. And I've still my still gorgeous dancers from, gosh, all those years ago, a number of them are still dancing with me and are so funny and clever with their dancing. And then adding this MC character, for a reason, I always thought, oh, I should have an MC, but nah, why would I have an MC? So, but now that she's talking about the whiskey and they get to try four different whiskey flavours or tastes. And through the show, we've divided the show up into four elements of fetish, disruptive, slapstick and classic are the four whiskies and the four categories of the Mouthfeel Show.
You mentioned before that, you know, you love to revisit works. So we have now Ballet Noir, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, revisiting, you know, that early work from Giselle and In Flagrante, now renamed. What else in your back catalogue do you have your eye on to revisit?
I really want to revisit a work I made in the last year of Lim's Dance Company existence. I was a guest choreographer and I made a work inspired by Alice in Wonderland and music by Jonathan Besser. And that was a really funny, clever, gorgeous work, I thought. And the dancers were amazing. There was a Ty Royal was in it, Susan Trainer, all sorts of gorgeous Lim's dancers. And I'd love to revisit that. There's a lot of work, yeah, over the years. I've been choreographing for 40 years, actually. I've got a new website now, Mary Jane O'Reilly Dance, and I've listed there all my works, and I'm sort of in the process of enriching that website with photos and things like that. But yes, the list is rather long, but I will only, as I say, revisit the ones that I'm inspired to either remake because I loved them or rework because I was frustrated about them in the first place. So we shall see.
Mary Joan O'Reilly, Ballet Noir, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted opens on Friday at the Bruce Mason Centre as part of Auckland's Elemental Festival 2021.